The Bang Radio Hour is proud to be part of the Belly Up Sports Network. Be bold. Stand out.
It's almost like he doesn't even care. There's a bus full of old ladies watching him fuck that chicken through the window. Oh, just truly no shame at all. All right, coming up next on Guys Without Shame, video of Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins cashing his paycheck.
Check for sound. Check for power.
All systems online.
Bang Radio.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns!
Hello, Cleveland!
We on fire!
Step up in the party, step up in the party, ha!
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old tot.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink.
McManus, the throw is intercepted by Emil Kamara at the Bear 40. And the Bears have taken away four of Jared Goff's throws.
And Matt Nagy has guided this team to its ninth win. They go to 6-1 at home.
Driscoll in the shotgun with all kinds of time. And now he's going to be dropped. Darius Filon with a big stop. And that is it. The Chargers win 26-21.
Here is Boswell to tie it and send us to overtime. This will be a 40-yarder. Hold, he slipped. Whoops. He slips. The Raiders win it. The Raiders win it. Whoops. Can you believe it?
Oh, my.
The Raiders are a winner. Let the celebration begin, baby.
Prescott and the gun. They look like they're going to blitz. Here Raiders. Comes everybody. Slant in the direction. Cooper caught it on the bounce. Off the defender. Cooper walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Cooper. Cowboys win.
Hell yeah.
How else would you settle this game?
McCaffrey with Newton in the backfield. Play action fake. Back to pass. Throws. End zone. He missed it. In the right corner of the end zone. He missed it.
What a battle all day long. And in the end, the Browns caught the Panthers and passed the Panthers and beat the Panthers.
Drake runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the foot race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it. On the lateral, once, then twice, and Drake takes it in. And the Patriots stand stunned in disbelief.
Robert Griffin III throws it up for grabs. It's incomplete, and the Chiefs have won in overtime, 27-24, on an improbable December Arrowhead victory. And the big red coach from Scotland has taken the Chiefs to the playoffs now for the fifth time in six years. Grab a bucket of guts.
The big, oh my
Andy Reid's from Scotland.
I don't know, is he? I didn't know that.
I don't know. I didn't hear exactly what he said. I was listening to myself say RG3 in my headphones. So oh my. I didn't hear what he said. He said something got to Scotland.
He said the big red coach from Scotland.
The big red coach from Scotland.
God damn it. You know, this fucking kilt doesn't even fit. You people just gave me a tablecloth. This is ridiculous. I feel like a moron.
Grab a bucket of guts!
He's like, no, I want a bucket of chicken.
A bucket of chicken, bucket of guts, doesn't matter. As long as it's deep fried, it's fine by me.
Oh, man, you know what? Guys on television, the TV broadcast, the radio is the best.
It really is.
Great calls. Just great
calls.
It
really is. Speaking of the TV guys, you know what's a thing now? Apparently the Chris Collinsworth slide-in is a thing now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, at the beginning of every NBC broadcast when they're getting ready to do the talking, well, right after you've noticed how much paint there is on Al Michaels' head, oh, my God. Holy shit. Just let these men be them fucking selves. As soon as you realize, look at him, that's when they do the slide-in, and he does. He just kind of worms his way in. He sidles in there.
Let me tell you about this guy there, Al. You know, he's got something here. I got to tell you, I'm so smart of me, it's just going to be great. I'm just going to sit up here all game long and jerk off right in front of you.
Look. You played something the Bears, right? About the Bears beat up on the Rams.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say this before we start. we got a tweet this week from a guy called Drunk Khalil Mack, who just tweeted a picture of somebody. I can't even remember. I don't even know what this guy's name is. I'm so embarrassed because I'm so out of the hip-hop culture. I don't even know who this guy is. Somebody's going to look at my feed and tell me who this guy is. But it's just a gif of him saying, congratulations, you played yourself. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is that? So I look at the tweet that he's calling me out on, and it's me saying that the Bears weren't going to win the division. I was making fun of Adam Rank back in June. This motherfucker pulled this out and sent it to me yesterday.
Wow.
I know. Holy shit. All right, dude, you win. I swear. I promise. You win. I'll put the fucking money in the mailbox. You won't have a problem.
Wow, that's
cool, man. I've been stalked by one of Adam Rank's crazy fans.
All right, I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 344. Coming up, F Derrick Henry in Portuguese, F the Pats in several languages, and F the refs in every language.
Fuck are you, Dauphine? The Japanese aren't happy. I didn't even think about that till you just said that. That was at South Park. Fuck are you, Dauphine?
Oh my gosh. I loved the Browns announcer at the end of that.
The Browns caught the Panthers and passed the Panthers and beat the Panthers.
That's like you said his name last week. I can't, once again, can't remember.
Shit, I can't remember either.
But again, he seems stunned by what he was seeing. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if you've heard, but it sounds like Mike McCarthy will be the next Browns head coach, and that reunites him with general manager John Dorsey, and shit's getting real there, and I think the AFC North has reason for concern.
Well, I can tell you this. The Steelers are shaking in their fucking boots. They've dropped 3 in a row. The Browns are in the playoff hunt, dude. They are in the fucking playoff hunt. Congratulations to the Browns.
I was just going to say, the bottom line is it's week 14 and the Browns are still in, have a chance to win the division, and it's week 14.
Right. And it's not just completely mathematical, right? Because I think right now, what, there's 4 teams that are out, right? Yeah, that's it. I think that's it. So I'll sound smart and say that's it. But yeah, that's amazing. They really have done it, haven't they? They did exactly what Hugh Jackson said they were going to do as soon as they got rid of him. You know what the Bengals are since they hired Hugh Jackson?
0-4, 0-5. What? And now, and to hear the rumors that Hugh is going to become the head coach of the Bengals. Bengals fans are jumping off the bridge. They're jumping in the Ohio River right now, man. I'm telling you that.
That's insane. That's insane. Mike Brown just turned around and said, well, you know what? I tried for a few years. Fuck this. I'm just going to collect that easy money.
Oh, my gosh. So third round of our fantasy football draft. Third round.
Yes.
Back in first week of September, we drafted. And I took Derrick Henry in the third round. Son of a bitch. This guy averaged what, 45 yards a week for 10 weeks? And I said, I just can't even, there's nothing I can do with him anymore. I can't.
I understand.
I cut him loose. Another guy in the league picked him up. He had an okay game. Then the next week, that guy dropped him. And then he had a really good game. It wasn't a really good game. He had like, I don't know, 60 yards and a touchdown or something like that. He got into double digits for a change. And I went, well, I'll throw him back on the bench. Then I get eliminated from the playoffs. And then he does that shit.
I know. That shit was crazy.
F Derrick Henry.
Listen, I want to give a little bit of flavor to Tom's story there. Tom didn't just pick him in the third round. All right. In our draft, you can keep 4 players. Tom had been keeping a hold of Derrick Henry since he was a rookie, knowing full well one of these days he was going to break out, and he gave up on him, but he picked him again. That's kind of how our draft works. You can toss him back, and okay, there he was again, so he picked him again, and then tossed him back. So there you go. You've been holding hope for this dude for so long, and he does that.
Well, okay, keep in mind, I had DeMarco Murray when he was there, so I had Derrick Henry handcuffed to him, expecting Henry to take over, and so they let go of Murray, and I went, oh, my God, this is wonderful. And then they signed Deion Lewis. And then I went,
DeMarco Murray,
this is a Vrabel-coached football team. And I went, oh, my God, he's going to fuck this up for me. And he did. Until now he's getting carries. And I just heard tonight, his carries have increased every week for the past 4 weeks. And I said, that's because I got rid of him.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I mean, I completely commiserate. I understand exactly why it happens. That's exactly why it happened, because you got rid of him. You have had a shit year, my friend.
The league I run, yeah, it has been horrible. Now I'm in another league. I'm in the playoffs.
So I've been taking one of these, what do they call it, statistical analysis classes where you can use numbers to start to try to predict what's going to happen and start to try to make sense of the world around you.
Yeah.
And I think my final thesis is going to be on everybody who told you they started Derrick Henry last week is a fucking liar.
Right.
That's what it's going to be. 97% of those people are a liar. And the only way it's going to be any different, if it's one of those 3%, it's because it's his mother.
Hi, I'm Derrick Henry's mother, and of course I started my boy.
You know,
I tell you, how was that not a face mask?
Oh.
Why don't they call that on offensive players? I'm just curious, because not only did he shove him backwards with his face mask, he grabbed it and threw him down with it. This face mask penalty is a safety foul, right?
Is a safety foul?
Meaning it's because of safety reasons. You can break somebody's neck by grabbing their face mask.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. It's not like it's a procedural foul, like an offsides or something. It's a fucking safety thing. But he's yanking him around by the face mask.
I don't know. I thought he shoved him.
Now, Boye, he grabbed by the face mask and threw him down. But the other guy, the freaking safety that come running over that he just threw out of the way like a sack of taters. Holy shit. That was a move. That was a muscle move there.
Well, yeah. So anyway, Derrick Henry scored that first touchdown, and I went, yeah, of course he did. Of course he scored a touchdown. But then he did this.
At the one, the tight Mariota gives it to Henry. Henry bounces it outside. 5, 10, 15, he stiff arm, fast. 20, 25, 30, 40, stiff arm, 50, 40, 30. He's on his feet, big chase, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Titans, 99 yards, the longest run in franchise history.
That was amazing. Look, I tell you what, that might have been longer than Dorsett. Dorsett's is like 99 3/4 yards, right? But yeah. If you look at that play, the tackle's thumb is on the goal line.
Yeah.
And when they're lined up, the tackle's thumb is on the goal line. So, yeah, you know, I saw Dorsett's as I was walking out of a bar in Biloxi, Mississippi. Hey, hang on a minute. Let me see the last play here. And boom, off he went. And then this one, I was getting up to go take a piss. I was getting ready to pause the game. I was like, okay, well, let me see what happens here. Boom, off he went.
Right. Here we go again.
Yeah. The call should say, here he goes up the side, he face masks, there he go, and he throws the safety like he's a total wet rag.
Well, maybe they're saying that on the radio in Brazil.
A gente vai entregar a bola pro Leonard Fournette. E eles já tinham tentado uma formação e uma corrida pro lado esquerdo e não deu... Vai lá.
Olha o Henry saindo do buraco, first down e muito mais. Oh. E vai pra cima do AJ Brown e passa por ele. Oh. E acelera o Henry.
Wait, what's Patrick Mahomes doing there?
I don't know.
Muito mais. E vai pra cima do AJ Brown e passa por ele. E acelera o Henry. Lá vai ele. Sensacional. Ainda o Henry. E com esse cabelo é o folho. É o folho. É o
No, it sounds just like him.
Oh, my God. I love it. Sounds like the guy brought his chihuahua to the booth. Wow.
Ainda o Henry. E com esse cabelo é o folho.
Hey, there it is.
Oh my God! He's gonna say goosebumps next. Watch.
Oh my God! É o folho. É o aerofólio. É uma Fórmula 1. Wow! Touchdown, Tennessee Titans!
Wow!
99 jardas, empatando a corrida mais longa da história da NFL.
That's great.
Wow!
Wow! Yeah. Wait, let me get that one again.
Wow! É uma Fórmula 1!
Wow! I just realized Michael Irvin speaks Portuguese because we got that clip of him saying, wow, 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 and that's him. Oh, God. I love that call. For one, they get so excited, man. The announcers, they get so excited. I love it. But that guy, wow, he does. He sounds like one of them little Pekingese dogs that his nose is all smushed in, like a pug barking at you. Wow. Right, there you go. Portuguese Mike.
Wow. That's great.
That was a great call. Not a great play. That was fun.
It was. And then he went on to score 4 touchdowns and 238 yards. And, you know, he was, I don't know if you heard, he was supposed to go back in for another touchdown when they got down there inside the 5.
Right.
and he wouldn't go in.
Nah, nah, because the bun on the back of his head came undone.
Well, so there's Deion Lewis in there, and I was reading about it, and Vrabel said he went over and asked him, hey, why aren't you in the game? And he said, I wanted to give Deion a chance to score. He's my teammate, man. I just wanted him to score a touchdown. And so he would have broken the record that is owned by he tied Earl Campbell's record of four games in one rushing touchdowns in one game, but he could have broken Earl Campbell's record.
Is that a franchise record?
Franchise
or
record.
Or an NFL
franchise
record. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I'll tell you what, man. That's commendable of him, and I'm sure he did it because he knew that I, in the Just for Pride Fantasy Football League that I'm in with some of our listeners, I had Deion Lewis in the game. Thank you, Derrick Henry.
Well, Deion got stuffed, so he never...
But because Deion Lewis sucks, and that's one of the reasons why I'm out of the fucking championship now.
Well, I just don't get the whole thing. Deion Lewis, I understand he's using him like he does, like James White gets used in New England, but Sony Michel is the bell cow. He's the guy, you know, and I don't know why they don't give Derrick Henry 20 carries. You know, give Derrick Henry 20 carries, give Deion a half a dozen carries, and you know he's going to get targeted 7-8 times out of the backfield. I mean, I don't get it. Why you're wearing him out?
Well, the Patriots have changed again how they do their running game, though. You know, they didn't usually have a bell cow. They usually would do by committee, and there was usually a lot of guys that could catch passes quickly, like Lewis, and turn them into short inside gains. It would go quick, bam.
Oh, they did. They had Leonard Fournette when they won the Super Bowl. You know, I mean,
Leonard Fournette. Oh, you're talking about Corey Dillon.
No. I'm sorry. LeGarrette Blount is who I meant.
Oh, Blount.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he's forgettable.
But yeah, Corey Dillon, you know. But Sony Michel, man, he's been running the ball up there, you know. I mean, when you got a guy like that, like Derrick Henry, mm-hmm. you know, why wouldn't you want to pound on him, man?
Well, he does have a tight ass.
Well, all right. Let's move on to this game now.
Let me ask you this real quick before you move away from that. I just got a question. To my count so far, this is 490-yard runs this year, right? 490-yard touchdowns.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay, so that's him, that's Lamar Miller, that's Adrian Peterson, and that's, what was the other one? Chubb, right?
Yeah, Nick Chubb. Yeah.
And who wasn't there a 90-plus yard run that didn't score this year? I swear to God, I remember
sure.
the one. Somebody's got to tell me.
Oh, well, I know Zeke had one, got all the way down inside the five.
His was over 90 yards. It was at least over 85.
Something like that.
So
maybe.
Is this the most 90-yard touchdowns in one season in modern era?
Oh, four? I don't know, man.
That's something I'd like to hear about. That's pretty cool.
I don't know. You're Mr. NFL Trivia over there with the record book, getting your new record book every year.
Well, yeah, I know, but that means I got to go look it up and everything like that. And, you know, frankly, y'all motherfuckers out there haven't done enough goddamn donating for us to be able to afford Andre, our assistant, and he's gone home for the holidays way early this year, so thanks. I had a cool idea, and now we can't go look it up because I just don't feel like it.
I don't know. I don't think they want us to do this show anymore.
I know. John, what do you do? We do everything for you. We do everything we can possibly think of. We have God himself on the show.
Okay, so in the beginning, the clips you heard, those radio calls, the one of the Dolphins winning the game, that was actually, believe it or not, that was Patriots radio. That guy sounded so excited. I was shocked. Now, you listen to the guy with him. He's like, oh, my God.
Zolak's ready to punch him.
There, he's freaking out. Listen.
At the 15-yard line, Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills, laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25.
Oh, Jesus.
20, 15, 10. He's going to win the foot race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it. I'm a lateral. Once, then twice. And Drake takes it in. And the Patriots stand stunned in disbelief.
I don't know what to say.
The Dolphins on the old hook and lateral plays, lateraling it twice.
This is inexplicable.
Now it's time to criticize the Patriots. I love it.
This is inexplicable. Yeah. I mean, you had two guys outside bracketed him at the 10. You had Gronkowski deep. He almost blows his knee out trying to get to the sideline, and then he turns the corner.
And as much
sports
as that last play will linger as really one of the worst memories in Patriots history, at least with the recent past.
That summarizes everything down here.
The worst.
Is it worse than the time he went for 4th and 2 down at your own 20-yard line against the Colts in the goddamn championship game?
Wow.
Wasn't that the championship?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big game, I know that. But yeah, I mean, he's had his share of bonehead plays, Mr. Man. Belichick.
Now, if you go over to Dolphins radio, it sounds like this.
Tannehill, last shot.
Tannehill, last shot. He's done. This guy, the guy on the radio right here, he has resigned. He has thrown in the towel. This game is over. You talk about a change in presentation on the radio. This is drastic.
Okay, so we've got a hurricane come in.
Tannehill, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do to Parker. Parker pitches it, and it's
Greg, 30, 20. The Falcons got a tackle.
No way!
He got the answer. No way! What the hell? The Dolphins win. Unbelievable! Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable!
I don't believe what I just saw!
Oh my gosh! And there ain't no flag!
No penalty flags on the play!
Hey, you know, while you pulled that up, I gotta go ahead and give credit to Daniel L. Majid, one of our good old listeners. And to Diego Fernando Papa, because they pulled up the video of the other one that we have of the really like Division D college football one with that 55 laterals for a touchdown or whatever. They pulled the video out of that the other day, and they're the ones that set this in motion, because I think that was the second hook and lateral play of the day.
You're talking about Trinity.
I guess. Yeah, Trinity. I don't know. All I know, I just know it by the sound. It's wonderful.
2 seconds to go. The Tigers need a touchdown. The ball is on the 39-yard line. They have to score on this play or the game's over. Barmore takes the snap, throws it over the middle, complete to Thompson, laterals it to Curry, and Curry laterals it again, and it's caught again, and Tomlin now on the lateral, and now the lateral to Thompson, and he laterals it back to Maddox on the other side. Maddox looking for a block. He fakes the lateral to Curry. Now he laterals it to Curry. Curry's at the 49-yard line. He's dancing around. He throws it back now to Maddox, who throws it across the field to Barmore. Barmore looking to run. He's looking for a block. He's got a convoy. He's going to throw it to Thompson. Thompson's at the 30-yard line. Thompson now laterals it back to Curry at the 35. They're running out of spaces. Curry fakes. He's going to lateral it to Tomlin. Tomlin's got a chance to go. Tomlin's got a chance to go. He laterals it. Now he's going to go to Maddox. Maddox at the 30-yard line. It's a lateral, and Curry's still going.
No way.
Curry's
no
still going. He's going to score.
It's a touchdown. It's a touchdown.
Scores. The game is over. Curry scores. The Tigers lateraled it and kept lateraling, and the game is over.
The best, man. And you know what? The Dolphins said, you know what? That's way too many laterals, and I can't even find Curry. So we're just going to go ahead and do it with like two or three.
Two. Yeah, just two. There were 15 for Trinity. Trinity University lateraled 15 times on that.
Yeah, it kind of minimizes the Dolphins. They suck. You know what, though? Tannehill owns Brady down in Miami.
Oh, I know, man. They were talking
four
about
out of
the
five
struggles.
Now.
That's why, you know, my wife had Brady in. My wife was in the playoffs playing against you this week.
She kicked my ass.
I know.
Oh, God. I was ashamed of that, Heather. I am sorry to even make you have to get out of bed to fucking set a lineup for that game. God damn it.
Oh my God, I'm telling you, she has got the biggest smile on her face right now hearing you say that. Holy crap. All right, so she had Tom Brady in Sunday morning, and you know, I was like, man, I don't know what it is about the Patriots struggling in Miami, and you know, that's what everybody was talking about. How
well, they scored just a lot of points.
Yeah, but like the last year when Brady played at Miami, he didn't. He scored like 15 points. I mean, it was nothing.
Yeah, they beat him up.
And so she put in Cam Newton, and he had like half the points. He had like 15 points, and Brady had like 30. So she made a mistake there, and it was, you know, she was really worried.
It didn't
matter. But it didn't matter.
That's right. The biggest mistake was that I made the playoffs. Whoops. That shouldn't have happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hell. Hey, we got to talk about that, though, man. I want a flex position.
We're going to have to get our league vote on flex position.
Okay. Yeah, please, all you're doing is adding more players. I mean, just it's,
one more. Yeah, right.
Oh, it's not necessary. That,
but we'll talk about it later.
It's not necessary. It's not necessary.
We'll put it out to the fans. Hey, what do y'all think? Should we
okay,
have flex position?
Well, then we're going to drop it from three receivers to two receivers.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, man.
Right. No, man. No, you don't. You take away all the depth. My God, you get an injury and there's nothing you can do. No, I'm not going to just, you know, you're going to eliminate the player pool of completely doing that.
Shoot, we've already got like eight guys on the bench.
We should lose a bench player, if anything. That's what we ought to do.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
All right. So Kenyon Drake, who scores this touchdown for the Dolphins, the ball, yes. Throws the ball into the stands.
I know.
Well,
it was a great move, by the way. Great move.
Yeah. Well, now he'd like to have it back.
I guess he would because they fined him $6,000 for doing it.
Well, here. So he went on social media and he's pleading his case to the Dolphin fan world.
What's up, Dolphins? It's Kenyon Drake here. Yesterday was one of the most amazing moments of my life when I was glad to share with all you guys, Miami fans, NFL fans. But I have a PSA. I threw the ball in the stands and I would love to have it back. But we can make a trade. I got cleats. I got gloves. I got a jersey. And I even got tickets. Just let me know. Please get back with me, and we can make a trade.
I need to know. All right. Somebody out there, I'm sure, can tell me. Somebody who's much more into this memorabilia for football players and sports in general than I am. How much is a pair of cleats worth? How much is a pair of cleats or a game-worn jersey from how much would you think you could get, Tom, if you got him to sign the jersey that he wore during the Miami Miracle? How much is that worth? $10,000?
No, I don't think it's worth that much. Do you think?
No.
I don't think it's worth that much.
No.
But if you give it, if he gives you all that stuff, seriously though, if I'm a, but if I, okay, hold on. If I'm a, if I'm in Dallas and right. Zeke does this and throws the ball and I catch the ball. And he goes on and does this. I'm going to give him the ball because I'm going to get to meet him first off, and I'm going to get all that. I'm going to get the cleats. I'm going to get the jersey. We get all that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in a case, and I'm not going to sell it. I'm going to keep it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's as okay. A fan. That's
so. After you're dead, and Tyler, you know, he's kind of destitute, laying around looking for his next bottle of wine because he wouldn't put up a sign for the Bang Radio Hour when he was on Game Day Live.
No, if that was the case, yes. If
what about him? What's he going to get for it?
If my family needed the money, that's a different story. But as
I'm just curious. I know there's memorabilia people out there. How much is something like that worth? How much is a pair of cleats worth? And literally, how much is the jersey? How much would you estimate the jersey is worth? Just tell me, everybody.
Yeah, I think maybe, I don't know, maybe it is worth more than $500.
Oh, hell yeah. The jersey that he wore during the Miami Miracle. Even if it was worth only, if somebody offered me $500 for it now, I'd laugh at them and I'd put it in a trunk and I'd tell Max, give this to your grandson. It'll be worth $1,000,000.
And then hope he makes it to the Hall of Fame.
Right. Because that jersey, that's where that went. I guarantee you, that's where that jersey is right now, is in the Hall of Fame. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's a big play. But
it's a regular season game.
The fact that it was against Belichick is great.
That's what it is.
That's what's great. Now, tickets, playoffs, that's different. They could make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We are riffing on this game.
Yeah. So let me see here. I got a couple things from Belichick here.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, he. It's funny. You know, you could almost play. Like, here's a clip from last year.
We just have to perform better, coach better. We have to play better all three phases of the game. It's that way every week in the National Football League. If you don't perform well, you don't do well.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I realized the crowd wasn't very much on our side either. But then again, we were on the road, so right. They were off their game.
So this is what he said after this game.
Yeah, a lot of points scored in the first half and not so many in the second half. It came down to one play, but there were a lot of things.
I looked up on the scoreboard. They had a lot of points. I said, uh-oh. They have more than we do.
I love that. A lot of points scored in the first half, not so many in the second half.
He's the best, man. I tell you what. And you know what? He gambled and he did make a mistake, and everybody can second guess him all they goddamn well want. But you know what? If he backslaps you with his goddamn ring encrusted hand, it's gonna fucking hurt. So shut up.
Yeah, a lot of points scored in the first half and not so many in the second half. It came down to one play, but there are a lot of things besides that. So, you know, in the end, we just got to do a better job than we did. And, you know, Miami played hard like they always do. And they just made one more play than we did.
Miami played hard like they always do, John. They always play hard.
Dude, I'll tell you what, they're knocking on the door for a playoff spot. I'm all for them. I'm in their corner.
I know.
Let's go. Let me see them.
This was great. Belichick really put it all into perspective here.
What do you tell the guys in order to just, you know, pick their spirits up, you know, as far as not the end of the world? Like, what's the message to them so they don't feel sorry for themselves?
Yeah, I don't think that's our mentality at all. Look, it's the National Football League, so nobody died.
Nobody died. Like, what do you I love it. What do you tell those guys to pick their spirits up, you know? So don't, what, how do you make them feel better, coach?
Look, we risked earthquakes and, you know, all kinds of problems and volcanoes down in Mexico City last year. So I told them, we've been through worse, boys. Let's pick it up. Nobody died.
I love that. Nobody died. He's so right.
I know. It's great. Nobody died. That's terrific. I love it. Oh shit. Gosh. But you know what? I bet you some people did. I bet you some people went, holy shit.
Right.
Oh, I'm having an infarction, Tom. Call my doctor.
We're coming up. We're going to play these old Patriots fans that were watching the game. I think they were about to die for real.
I'm having a cardiac problem over here. I'm having a major infarction.
I'll wait till we're done with this. I'll get back to it. It was something else I was going to tell you about regarding my wife's graves about last week's show. But hold on. We got a couple other radio calls here on Kenyon Drake's miracle touchdown. Yeah.
The miracle in Miami. People, listen, y'all got to come up with some better nicknames. Really, miracle has been used too much.
I know. It, you know, Music City Miracle.
You should call this the Miami motherfucker. What the mother?
All right, here it is in Spanish radio.
Tannehill acá tira de pase, lo tiene ahí para Kenny Still, le da la pelota acá a Devonta Parker. Devonta Parker a Kenyon Drake. Kenyon Drake se va corriendo, cuidado. Kenyon Drake le tira a Gronkowski. Kenyon Drake, touchdown, Kenyon Drake. Qué jugada. Miami gana este partido con una jugada sensacional. Tannehill para Kenny Still. Después para Devonta Parker. Y después... para Kenyon Drake, Rob Gronkowski defendiendo, no lo pudo parar, y ahí está.
That's great. That is great.
It is great. And you know why it's great? Because if I, who am really an uneducated person, was driving somewhere and that's the only radio feed I could get, I would know exactly what happened.
I know.
I would be able to follow that. I would even say, hey, Gronkowski missed the tackle.
Okay, but could you follow it on this on Dutch radio?
Miami, hvor Patriots altså på det her tidspunkt fører med 5, og prøv så at se. Her er det altså Dolphins,
der er
med sådan et rækket spil. Må man overhovedet det her? Prøv at se den her. Altså, afgørende spil det her. Hvad skal jeg sige? Den der går for
toppen. Det er Twilight Zone.
Det er Twilight Zone.
Han er først sjovest, og han gør det igen.
De er stadig sjov, Dolphins. Sindssygt spil her af Miami Dolphins i de døende sekunder.
Gronkowski mister tackling.
Gronkowski mister tackling.
Yes, I can understand it, Tom. It doesn't matter what language it is. Gronkowski missing tackling.
Gronkowski missing tackling.
Shit, I can't stop laughing to do the goddamn voice. It's too hard. I have to shut everything down to do the voice. Because, you know, it's hard to listen. Even the Dutch are laughing at me. This is terrible.
Gronkowski missing tackling.
Little bastards in their wooden shoes are telling me I should have had McCourty back there.
Gronkowski missed a tackling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, whatever. Go stick your finger in a dike, Hans. Shut the fuck up.
I love football.
I do, too. Football around the world.
Oh, hell.
Oh, God damn it. No matter what language it is, Tom, everybody knows Rob Gronkowski missed the tackle. Oh, great, man. That was terrific. Thank you, Miami Dolphins.
Now, that was a couple, 3 weeks ago, I think, we had this British Dolphins fan.
Right.
He was all upset.
Yeah. Right. What was that? I can't even remember the name of the backup guy he called out. Fuck off. I can't remember the... Jim Young. Fuck off.
Was it Osweiler?
No, it wasn't Osweiler. It was some backup guard. Remember, because he was trying to... No, it was a defensive lineman. You just put it to another level, mate. Just turn it up.
Yeah. All right, well, he's back. He's back, and he's not pissed off this time.
He's happy, and he's not censored this time.
Get the fuck in. Come on. Yes, people, what is going on? Welcome back to another Miami Dolphins post-match reaction video, and we've just absolutely got a nicked... A result against the New England Patriots. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, come to Miami. You're going to get fucked on, mate. I'm going to swear in this video and I can't even give a shit.
Good.
Last minute miracle. Last second miracle. Kenyon Drake, the absolute saviour. I love this guy. I find him awesome. Offense. Offense played well today. And I've been waiting to say that for fucking ages. We played well on offense. We got the ball, we moved it, and we moved it with fucking purpose. And I'm so happy that we've got into that stride. Kenny still showed up. I genuinely thought he fucked it when he slid down at the line. And got it was marked up short for a first down. I genuinely thought that was it. The whole game was gone. But he showed up. Butler showed up. Gore showed up. I love Gore. I'm a massive fan of Gore. But we fucking showed up, and Tannehill was there.
Auntie M, you were there.
And Tannehill was there. That's terrific. I want to give this dude a shout out. He is on YouTube, and his name is Craigo, C-R-A-I-G-O, 28, exclamation point. He's our buddy up there. I'm going to make sure that he sees us on his freaking feed there, that we're putting it out there, because he's got something else he wants to get out to the world.
Gore showed up. I love Gore. I'm a massive fan of Gore. But we fucking showed up, and Tannehill was there.
There it is.
Fucking showed up, and Tannehill was there. And Tannehill was there. I'm just getting so worked up. I actually had Brady, right, to start in my fantasy. I had him benched in my fantasy team. And the whole thing was gone. And I thought, oh shit, I fucked this up now. We're going to fucking lose. Fantasy team's going to get bugger all points because I benched him. But no. Because of mine.
No.
I have a handful of Dolphins players because I am true. I am loyal to my Dolphins.
True and loyal.
And they showed up today, and I'm so happy, so happy for it. And you know what? It is a real fuck you to everyone else in the league and the NFL analysis people, right? One of them.
Does he know 15 other teams won this past weekend?
I like that he's, I am true and loyal in my fantasy league, which usually translates to, I am dumb and easy to take money from in my fantasy league.
Yeah, that's great if you're a Chiefs fan.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, I am not going to step on this dude's dick today. No way.
I know.
All right. One of them, can't remember his name, said that we were going to get shut out at home to the Patriots. Shut out. I'm just going to look. I don't know what your name is. You'll know. Hopefully you see this. Please all share this so this person can see it. And it was on the predictions. It was on YouTube. I can't remember the geezer's name. Can we all share this around, right? Fuck you. Just fuck you. Thinking we're going to get shut out. Shut out, right? Beaten? Fine. And many people think we're going to get...
Just fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you.
Fuck you. Just fuck you. Thinking we're going to get shut out. Shut out, right?
Hey, this is what I want to say to Derrick Henry.
Fuck you. Just fuck you. Thinking we're going to get shut out. Shut out, right? Beaten? Fine. And many people think we're going to get beaten, but shut out? Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm so happy about this. We threw so many people wrong, and we're going places. We are going places.
We're going places. Oh, we're going places, Tom. Yes, we bought a bus ticket. We're going to cook the potato. We're going places. We're on the bus.
In the Baltimore-Kansas game, I don't know. I don't know what kind of picture we're looking at. But we could be going places. And just keep the faith, people. Keep the faith. Because we could look. 3 games are all winnable to come up. Vikings, winnable. Jacksonville, winnable. Buffalo, yep. Very winnable. We could do this. We really could do this. Let's keep smashing it.
Let's keep smashing it, John.
Keep on smashing, Tom. I fucking love it.
I feel like what's going to happen is they're going to make the playoffs, and the first game they got to go to New England, and they're going to get destroyed.
And you know what? This dude will be just as fucking happy as can be. It doesn't make any right. difference. And I remember I told you last time we had the other video on that he did. He's one of these dudes who's got an apple cheek, right? He's got real rosy cheeks. When he gets all going off on whichever one of these analysts was that predicted they were going to get shut out, he turns into a freaking eggplant. Those things brighten up. He gets all pissed off. I love it. So I just noticed that he's commented back for us on his YouTube page. So I'm going to tell him it's going to be on this show. His name is Craigo28! And you should check him out. Look, this is the kind of fan in UK. In the United States, we don't get this because we're all tribal about our team, right? We're all 100% in for our team. He did a video. Who did Jacksonville play in London a couple weeks ago? I can't remember who it was, but they played in London a couple weeks ago. It was a close game. I don't recall. But this guy is a Dolphins fan, and he did a video while he's in the stadium with his phone on, looking at himself during the game so he could do reactions of himself with a Jaguars jacket on. Just he's just the love of the NFL that they have over there. It doesn't matter who's playing. They're going to show up and they're going to wear the jersey or whatever because that's the fun of it. We've kind of forgotten that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, he's hey man, yeah, Craigo, you're a damn good fan, man. You're loyal.
Yeah.
You're loyal.
Yeah, you play him with your fantasy team. I started running Tannehill in my first playoff game this year. We all went, what?
I understand you love your team and all, but if you're going to play fantasy football, if you want to win championships, you can't play with your heart, Craigo. Believe
look,
me,
he's playing with a bunch of British people, Tom. Come on.
How much is a touchdown worth, love?
So you got to hear these Patriots fans, these old guys watching the game, man. I was wondering if John had live audio, if we had live audio of somebody dying. I thought at the end somebody was going
hey,
to die.
Belichick told us nobody died. Come on.
Is this like a nursing home? I mean.
I don't know.
Somebody put on Matlock. My blood pressure's too high.
All right, here we go.
This is scaring me right now.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, they won. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
How do you lose like that?
Oh, my God.
How do you lose like
oh
that?
My oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Like
oh
that.
My God.
Oh my God.
How do you lose like that?
They won.
We just lost.
No, I mean that.
Last play in the game. No,
oh
no time left.
My God.
Oh my God.
Hey, I gotta tell you, Tom, I'm just hearing the audio of it through a pair of headphones, and I thought you had a fucking sound effect of this dude taking his shit in the morning. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Holy crap.
Did they win? What happened?
If you've seen, have you seen the video of this?
Yes.
She's in her big old 1965 house coat and standing there in her walker. She can't get around fast enough to see a hook and lateral play.
God. I'm trying to turn the corner from the hallway, Bill. What the hell happened?
This is Charlie's family from Willy Wonka watching the game.
Did somebody give us something for free? What the hell?
Oh no time left.
My God.
Oh my God.
No time left.
Oh my God.
Grandpa, you all right?
How did that happen?
Oh my God, how did that?
You know what? I just had a joke, but based on last week, I'm just going to say this is the part that is designed to make you laugh.
Oh, my God. It's a good thing, Tom, because the last time the Patriots won in Miami, Bill insisted on the anal.
How did that happen?
A freak play. A crazy play.
It was dark, Mabel. I couldn't see. I'm sorry.
How
could it happen? Where the fuck are they all?
Oh, there's the old dude. Here comes Grandpa. Now Grandpa. He's all done saying, oh my God. And now it has sunk in. And he has really officially accepted what happened. And now he's going to get angry.
How could it happen? How could it happen? Where the fuck are they all? They gotta keep the other end of the goal line safe.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
You knew they were gonna do it.
Are you shitting me?
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Are you shitting me?
Damn it. You gotta be shitting me.
Holy crap, that guy is hilarious. Oh, what? What do you want?
Now do you see what happens, Tom? This what? Is how it is with me every Sunday.
What?
They love me, they love me, they love me. Oh my God, this. Oh my God, that. Oh, thank God for this. Oh, thank God for that. And as soon as it becomes apparent that there were more Cubans down in Miami praying to me than there were Catholics in Boston... Oh, then it's fuck this and fuck that and Jesus this and Jesus that and what the fuck and all of this.
Right.
Put the money in the plate and shut up, Grandpa. Listen to me, buddy. You're so close that your name's near the top of my book. Don't think I can't read it from here. I have spoken. Fuck you, Patriots fans.
Well, well, well.
Are you shitting me?
I don't think he was.
He's having an infarction.
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about somebody else freaking out? Check out Merrill Reese is having a cow because it looked like the Cowboys. Well, they did fumble, but
yeah,
it was a fumble.
There was a couple of mystery calls. The offensive pass interference on the big touchdown by the tight end. Oh, come on.
There were some mystery calls in every quarter of every game that I saw this weekend. I don't know what was wrong with the refs.
There's good people on both sides of this.
Well, Merrill Reese, they didn't turn the ball over on the call. So they, right. You know, Peterson challenged the call and
right.
There was definitely he definitely fumbled, but and
we all
I
saw
still,
it.
Well, yeah, but I never did see anybody with possession of the ball afterward. So,
well, Merrill Reese did.
Well, I don't know where he saw it, but because they went back to review it, and I still couldn't see it, and that's what they said. But here's the call on Eagles radio.
Eagles offense is already on the field, and so is the Cowboys defense.
Oh, yeah. This is forced fumble number 4 for Malcolm Jenkins on the season. He will go after the football.
Why are they waiting so long?
Well, we're in Texas.
Relax. Oh, please.
After review of the play, there was a fumble on the play. Refs. However, we do not have a clear recovery by the
what? What? What?
What?
Oh,
can you believe that?
That is unbelievable. That is a disgrace.
We're in Texas.
That is a disgrace.
Whoa.
That is a disgrace. We do not have a clear recovery. That is a disgrace. Recovery.
I've never heard such a thing in all my days.
All your days. Well, you know what Eagles fans always say, John?
Is a Texas piece of shit ref with his fucking Texas accent that fucking was fucking them all game.
Well, Tom, this disgrace brought to you by the good people at Burger King. Burger King, have it your way.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
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 We've got a new addition to the dumbest collection any podcast on planet Earth has.
What?
All right, for anybody that's new listeners, and there are a few of you, this is our collection of what's. This is the dumbest collection on any fucking podcast anywhere. This is people saying what?
I forgot to play Paul Abdul.
What?
That's what it sounds like when it's accidental anal.
or as we the kids like to say, accidental. I like it's Mike Quick that does the color analysis on the Eagles game, and he's trying his best. I mean, dude, he is grandpa on there. Oh, I haven't seen anything this bad in all my days.
Oh, their old wide receiver?
Yeah, the old wide receiver.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's got no emotion to this. All right. He's almost like it's
gosh, Willikers, look what happened again.
The refs have made some calls on the Cowboys' favor this year. I'm not saying there's any fix, because you know better than that. I'm much smarter than that. And people out there that do infer that there are fixes, you're an idiot. But, man, there's been some calls. There's been face masks that have been missed. There have been, just...
How about the Vikings game, man? Him hopping over on the field goal? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did see that, and I love the explanation.
Yeah, here's Zimmer.
I don't know. They didn't tell me. I just asked if I could challenge, and they said no.
Nope. No, from what I saw, they couldn't tell me anything. I asked if I could challenge. They said no. I asked for a cookie. They said no. I think they're just mean.
From what they said, I didn't see anything.
Right. Sit down and shut up.
What?
That was definitely a case of leaping, I believe.
Oh, yeah, he definitely used the guys. He definitely put his hands on those guys and hopped over, man.
He did, but I don't think it really made any difference, because the Vikings are a whipped team. The Vikings are what you're going to get from here on. I mean, unless this new, whoever they're elevating to offensive coordinator after the Eagles quarterback coach fucking flim-flammed them all, and the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, I'm not going to say anything about that. But the fact of the matter is, you got to do something here, boys. You got to light a fire. $84 million guaranteed to that man. Guaranteed. You fuck the whole contract system going forward, and it's going to be a big, giant bust.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I know.
And it's 100% guaranteed.
I imagined it from the very first day.
From what they told me,
Okay. All I heard was, don't fuck this up, Redskins. Don't fuck this up, Redskins. Don't fuck this up, Redskins. And then they fucked it up.
I'd have been happy with that. They did. They fucked it up. I'd have been happy if he stayed here.
Right.
Because all you need out of him is two more wins.
Right.
You know? And I think we were building towards something. But the Vikings, they went ahead and they bought into that. And then they bought into the quarterback coach of the fucking Eagles. Look, when you hear a name like DeFilippo, you should expect that the next words coming out of the mouth is, and his troop of hilarious clowns. Now appearing in the town square.
You know, he was in Washington for a long time, so he was used to that system. Now he's only been with the Vikings for 1 year. And you know, I mean, he doesn't have to win the Super Bowl this year. He's got 3 years, but he's got to get, you know, my God, they should be in the playoffs with that team. This is crazy. Now, what I did want to tell you was I was looking at a mock draft today.
Yep.
And yep. They had the Redskins, and you know, there's something crazy going on with Alex Smith. It doesn't sound like he's ever going to play again. It sounds like he might be lucky to walk.
I tell you what, I don't know if I can't remember if I said so on this show because I talked to so many other fans, but I think I called that. I don't care what anybody says, even if he didn't have any infections, which by the way seems to be very common with anybody that goes into the goddamn hospital anymore, infections. But the fact of the matter is, anybody that's ever known anybody that's had a bad break like that, they just don't walk right again. It would be amazing if he came back.
So anyway, I saw the mock draft had you guys drafting Dwayne Haskins from The Ohio State University.
Yeah, but you know, you said he wasn't coming out.
From what I understand, now he just might.
Hey, I got Dan Snyder money over there.
I honestly didn't think this was at the midpoint of the season. I just thought he was too raw. I didn't think he was ready for the NFL yet, but he might be. You know,
is he only a sophomore? He's getting ready to be a junior.
Well, this is his third year out of high school.
Okay, all right. Well, still, that's kind of young. See, I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. The Redskins, their whole plan going forward got fucked up by two broken legs. And no matter what anybody wants to say about coaching staff, there's nothing you can do about that. The whole thing about everything about the Redskins now is fucking Colin Kaepernick. But that's not on our list of things to talk about. So we're not going to go there because that is a rabbit hole.
We've run it into the ground anyway.
Oh, boy. I'm having discussions out there with listeners. Hey, Jamie, how you doing? No, everybody, I realize My argument is purely based on football. Don't insert politics into it. I happen to agree with the man and respect Colin Kaepernick and his position. And that's that.
Well, so listen to this guy who was announcing the winner of the Heisman Trophy. Did you hear him?
Okay.
Oh my God.
I didn't. Actually, I missed all of that. I was out doing something.
I thought we were in the with the rich people on the Titanic or something listening to this. You check it out.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our three finalists, Haskins, Murray, and Tangawalohu.
He can't say his name at all. Listen.
And Tangawalohu. Did I get that right? A little bit. Shall I try again? Tongo Valoha.
How great is that?
Everybody on Samoan Islands are laughing their ass off. I knew it would pay off. We could have been Bill, Bob, and Joe, but no, we're going to go with Uli Uitata Oya.
Tongo Valoha. Okay. Just do it.
Just do it.
And your families. My name is Vasily Krishnamurti.
What is his name?
I don't know, but I bet you if Tua had to say it, he'd go,
My name is Vasily Krishnamurti, and I'm delighted to represent my fellow trustees and the Heisman Trophy Trust in announcing the 218 winner of the most prestigious award in college football. The Heisman Trophy is awarded to, and indeed earned, by a player who epitomizes exceptional ability, diligence, perseverance, and hard work.
Oh, he forgot to say, and plays the position of quarterback.
Hard work. And he exhibits absolute pristine manners. He knows exactly which is the salad fork and when to put the pinky up.
The 2018 Heisman Trophy is awarded to Kyler Murray of Oklahoma University.
Yeah, whatever. He's not even going to play in the NFL. He's going to play baseball. Whatever.
Tyler Murray awarded the Heisman Trophy after a gorgeous, absolute, beautiful reception in the swimsuit competition.
Man. All right, real quick, you got any email?
Yeah, let's see what we got here. I got, I have one email today because I forgot to put a thread up on Facebook and on Twitter. So y'all should just recognize by now that Wednesday is the day that we're going to record and I might be busy. So just go ahead and start a thread and go ahead and say what you got to say. So, let's see. Dear Bang Radio Hour. Oh, sorry. Were we standing here? We are ever so sorry for blocking your way. Here, let me get the door for you. Politely yours, the Cincinnati Bengals defense.
Right.
That's good. I don't know who writes these to us every week, but they're freaking clever. I like them. Thank you for doing that. It's fun. I wish people, everybody out there that's listening, and there's a bunch of you. I see the numbers. So write us an email if you have some ideas in your head. You like our sense of humor, so play along. If we don't like it, we won't read it. But if we do like it, we might read it. Right. But I can't read it if you don't send it. Have some fun with us. Everybody likes different teams, you know?
Yes. Somebody wanted to know. Okay. So this was Jim in...
Wait a minute.
Wait, all right.
This is like I'm taking a crap, Tom. Every time I'm sitting down to take a crap, the phone rings. You know that, right?
Yeah. Hi, Bang Radio Hour.
Hey, boys. What y'all doing down there?
Jerry!
God damn right. Let me tell you something. You best not address me as Jerry. And I don't even want to hear you call me Mr. Jones. I want to hear you call me King of the First Place Dallas Cowboys.
You bet.
King of the First Place Dallas Cowboys.
King. King of the First Place Dallas Cowboys. And it's
Shut
not
up,
even close.
Jerry, I don't want to hear
it. It's not even close. The division is theirs. Are you kidding?
Whatever.
Hey, monkey brain. Hey, how you like all them broken legs down there? Huh? It's just like going to one of them KFCs down in the goddamn worst part of town. All the legs busted up and nothing even tastes like chicken. It's Pigeon Boy.
Sorry, John.
First place. Hell yeah, Tom. Let me tell you something. I owe it all to me. You know what? It was me. It was me that went ahead and pulled the trigger on bringing in Mary Cooper.
Yeah.
And I'll be goddamn, Tom. She sure has paid off, ain't she? She is a gorgeous darling. And goes down there and gets that ball and puts it in the end zone even after somebody done bumped it up in the air.
And they all ripped on you. Oh, he's not worth a first round pick. He's worth 2 first-round picks.
He sure the hell is, I'm telling you right there. But don't say that too loud because I don't want anybody getting the idea that I'm a soft touch. That goddamn Joey Galloway still burns my ass. But anyway, Mary's looking great. To. And Dak looks like a quarterback again. Zeke's running the ball great again. Why, even that shine that Garrett puts on my high-dollar fancy pants Italian loafers is looking even better.
And that defense, Jerry.
Oh, let me tell you something, Tom. We ain't stopping, baby. I am going to ride them hot boys bareback all the way to the Super Bowl.
All right, that's enough of that.
That glory hole is going to be gushing, Tom. I can't wait to feel them sweet spurts of victory all over my god-dang face.
We got to go, Jerry. Bye-bye.
Okay, I can taste it.
John, my God. I don't want to hear it. He thinks I'm a monkey brain, and he's doing all that shit. Oh, hey,
fucking
real quick.
Cowboys.
Real quick, I forgot to tell you what Heather said about last week's show. We were talking about the NFL wants to change the way the punts happen because it's the most penalized play in football, and it also causes the most injuries in football. And they were looking for ideas. And she says to me, she says, well, if they just get rid of the punt, then something else is going to be the most penalized play in football and cause the most injuries in football. And then we're just going to keep getting, like, it, you know, until we're playing flag football.
We're not even going to be able to play flag football because you're going to continue until the only thing left that doesn't cause a penalty is the coin toss. And we're just going to send our teams out to midfield, flip a coin and say, heads you win, tails you lose. Hey, game over.
You know, our former Ohio State football beloved head coach, Jim Tressel, who won a national championship in 2002, he would not be happy about this because here is what Tressel always said.
We think that the punt is the most important play in football.
Right.
Whether you're receiving it or you're punting it.
Look, it is an important play. You know what? I always bring up the Redskins, but that's what I watch. And the fact of the matter was, this year, the Redskins, when they were winning games, 6-3, they were playing by playing running game, slow, boring fucking football. And the punt was a huge part of the game. Pin you back, play defense, and give us field position. We're going to shorten the field until we can win. It's the Roberto Duran fucking strategy. Cut the ring until there ain't no place to go.
Right.
But if you take it away, I mean, every sport that there is, Tom, it's called the snooker, right? Even on my UK friends, they can understand. The snooker. I haven't got a shot, so I'm putting the fucking cue ball behind something you can't get around.
Right.
Fuck you, NFL. Fuck. I have an idea, Tom. Here's what we do to fix the punt. We get a guy, and we put him in the middle of a diamond-shaped area on the field. And then we give him a little tiny bean-sized ball, and we have him throw it at another guy who's got a stick of wood. And then he swings, and if he hits it, he gets to run down to the first bag. And that's a first down.
Jesus.
And then another guy comes up with another piece of wood. Why don't we just change the whole fucking game, Roger?
Just Roger.
Look, I'm not trying to put any thoughts in anybody's head, but we can change the whole game quickly by putting a hand grenade in Roger's car. I mean, you know, I don't mean to say that.
You got that, Roger?
We didn't say that, and I didn't say that, and even if I did say that, I'm using an assumed name, which I haven't used before, so it's a fucking stupid idea. Why did I even bring it up?
Yeah, I heard you, Todd. Whatever, Margo.
Whatever, Margo. Oh, mister, please hold on.
All right, let's see here. In our picks last week, I had the Saints -8.5 at the Bucks. Got it. Pats -8.5 at the Fins. Didn't get it. Giants -3.5
no.
at the Skins. Got it. Hawks -3 versus the Vikes. Got it. I went 3-1. You had the Giants -3.5 at the Skins. Got it.
Got it.
Broncos -6 at San Fran. They got beat. That was crazy.
George Kittle. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know, man. And then you took my beloved Cowboys -3.5, and you got it. So you did go 2-1. I'm 28-18. You're 23-25. You still got time to get over that mark and have a profit. So
I'm going to this week.
All right. Well, I didn't like anything this week. I only took two games. And I didn't want to take any. I honestly thought, you know what? I'm not taking any of these games this week. I did end up taking the Jags -7 against your Skins because
what?
Well, I'm sorry, but 3 weeks ago we were talking about always take the disasters. Well, they are one of the biggest disasters out there right now. I'm sorry. I know it sucks, but they are. And come on now, you picked against them last week too. And then I'm taking those Bears. I think, you know, hey. Aaron Rodgers looked great last week. The Packers had a big win. It's all good. They got rid of McCarthy. Now watch what happens when they walk into Chicago and get demolished, because that's what's going to happen. They held the friggin' Rams to 6 points, intercepted Goff 4 times. I'll take the Bears -5.5 against the Packers.
Well, you know, Aaron Rodgers did lay out for us his path to the Super Bowl. And I got to tell you, Josh Johnson, baby, he's our man. Josh Johnson, baby. He's okay. Running behind guards named I'll tell you what. I have had a week with Redskins fans. And then, you know, I've said this a million times, the dumbest fan base on the planet. And I don't mean that in personal ways towards anybody in specific. But y'all got to drop this Colin Kaepernick thing. It's nothing. It's everywhere. It's all over the news. It's everywhere, and the guy isn't even here. You guys think that holy shit, I just can't anymore. So here, I'm taking 5 games this week, Tom, and I am jumping out in front because daddy needs Christmas.
Hold on. Before you continue, right. Let me just play. You're talking about all these people won't shut up about Kaepernick, and here's why. People like Richard Sherman. Listen.
The NFL is obviously belligerently freezing him out. Belligerent. You know, you just saw Colt McCoy and Mark Sanchez get opportunities to play for a team that's in a position that's fighting for a playoff spot. And to tell me that a kid who's not only gone through the playoffs and won big games, but has been to the Super Bowl, multiple Pro Bowls, has played at a real high level, that he could not help that team. And I think that's the sad part.
It's a distraction if you sign him, but guess what? It's a distraction if you don't sign him.
Right. That's not local media. That's not social media. That's national media asking another player about what he thinks about. And this is, Sean Hannity is going to be in the Redskins locker room. All y'all, the social justice and everything like that, let it be somebody else's team that takes that freaking chance. Let them all figure it out. And understand this, all y'all that I've been arguing with all week about this. My opinion is purely football. That's all. I don't want my team destroyed, and it's going to get destroyed anyway. We're going to fire our coach, chances are. All right, we're going to have a whole big upheaval. And right now it's about fucking easing up the damage. Besides that, Josh Johnson, baby, to the playoffs! Woo-hoo!
All right, who you picking? Give me your picks.
All right, here's my picks for the week. I don't know how you didn't like so many games this week. I thought there were a lot of good lines, and I thought there were a lot of those lines that we bitch about all the time where Vegas knows something and it just looks too good. And the first one of those is the Texans -6.5 over the god-awful Jets. Give me a break. How do you not touch that? Give me that all day. The Texans only less than a touchdown? They're going to crush the Jets.
All right.
Crush the Jets. The other one that I don't think I understand at all is the Colts giving 3 points to the Cowboys. Give me those Cowboys. Damn straight. I think the Colts are a halfway decent team, but the last time they played a defense that was in disarray, they got shut out. Fuck that. Give me those hot boys. Jerry's riding bareback. I'll take the Cowboys +3. Give me the Dolphins +7 over the Vikings because Kirk Cousins likes to get snatched by defensive linemen and turn fucking totally backwards and throw passes to the running back that doesn't know what the fuck is happening. He's Captain Panic. Give me the Dolphins. They're going to the playoffs. I'll take the Bills. Bills. The Bills are giving 3 points to the Lions. Actually, I got them at 2.5. -2.5 over the Lions. The Lions are done. Matt Patricia is going to fucking figure out some other way to impress Olive Oil because Popeye's fucking banging her this goddamn summer because your little ass didn't do anything and the Bills are going to win that game. I'm taking the Seahawks -4.5. How didn't you take that? Why didn't you take that?
I don't like any of them.
The 49ers? Really? The Seahawks -4.5 over the 49ers? The Seahawks? They have a middle linebacker that can fly and block kicks and you're not going to touch it.
I didn't take it. Nope.
All right, well, that's what I got. Texas -6.5, Cowboys +3, Dolphins +7, Bills -2.5, and Seahawks -4.5.
And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Hello, I'm Mike Irvin. It's December. 'Tis the season to be jolly.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd. Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? A song the
the voice as big as the sea.
I'm with you, and then I'm gone.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you're a cereal soggy sandwich eater, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Belgo and Pizza Hut.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy to compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat last night's leftovers from lunchbox, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Coast to Coast and Café Rouge.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy to compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.